So our second question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I've begun to notice that I just can't really seem to decide that it's okay to be in a relationship. I feel like I'm hiding from one. I feel like I'm just working as hard as I can to make sure I have no free time in my life for that to happen, even though I don't really feel like I'm working. Is there anything I can do that will make this different? That will let me be in the relationship that I want to be in? So the answer to your question is simple. No, there's nothing you can do. There's a great deal you can allow. And one of the things that we would suggest that you might really want to notice is that it could very well be that the very things that you are concerned about, that you're paying attention to, that you're looking at, that these very things might actually happen to be the very things that are allowing you to unfold into the relationship that you're wanting. Now, we get that you look at the clock and at the calendar and you think, yes, but look at how late it's getting. But it isn't late at all. You're in the right time at the right place in the right now. And you're in the right relationship. And as we've said to you before, you are in a relationship. Just because there is no body there doesn't mean anything. And we know that at the end of the day, quite specifically, in the middle of the night, sleeping single in a double bed, that is cold comfort. But we're not here to comfort you. We're reminding you of what's going on. Just because you've decided this is the way it is, and we think that is the decision you made, this is just the way it is. I'm going to live my entire life like this. And you're not accepting it. If you were accepting it, you wouldn't be asking us this question. But you have resigned yourself to it. Someone, we think, said to you at one time, maybe you'll just always be like that. And you sort of were like, oh, yeah, you're probably right. In a very sad sort of way, like, oh, yeah, sad, very sad. And you can continue to practice that thought. We think you're pretty actively practicing. We know you don't envy. You went through your envy phase. We had many conversations with you about that. Now you're just sort of in your resignation phase. Here I live, where I live. This will never happen. I'll always be here. The clock is ticking, the calendar is continuing to turn, the earth spins on its axis, revolving around the sun, another year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But we really do want to remind you that every single thing that has ever happened that has just been amazing to you, that you knew arose out of intention, happened in the flash of an eye. It didn't happen because you got really good. It didn't happen because you were really smart. It didn't happen because you prepared and laid the way, even in the best sort of new thought sort of way. It happened because you let it happen. And most of the letting of it happen meant that you just decided it didn't matter. And that's not resignation. We don't think that's where you are vibrationally with this topic. This topic means a lot to you. And you have, because we do have some sort of inside scoop on this, you do have sort of three different approaches. We'll go over them very quickly and then we'll be done. But your three different approaches are, these are the people who do this really well. And so then you watch them and you try to learn from them. But of course, they don't do it well. No one does this well. No one does anything well. Everyone does everything perfectly. But they have tons of contrast, which might not match the idea of what a good relationship looks like to you, according to whatever decisions you've made about what you think that is. Then you have the second category, which is, there are those people that I wish I was in a relationship with because, or I wish I was still in a relationship with because, or I wish I had ever met, or I wish I had never met, or it's the regrets. It's not envy, it's regret. And that's fine. So you've got the high achievers on the one hand, you've got the regret fields on the second hand, and on the third hand, if you will, you have the resignations. And then you find the happy, and we're putting this all in quotes as though it's a movie, the people that are happily single and are happy to be that way, are concerned about staying that way, and that's what they want. That's not what you actually want. But they do bring you the evidence of the different thoughts that you're practicing in that those three groups, and they're not perfectly defined or tightly, boundly sort of delineated. But those three groups represent the three basic thoughts that you're thinking about this topic, all of which are bullshit. A, the first group, the good achievers, the well-doers, you have no idea. You have no idea. Second, the group of I wish, I wish, I wish is just digging through the bones. It's like hoeing a field that has no capacity of growing anything. Just lots of rocks and sticks and bones, nothing. And the third group is just there to sort of make you feel better, but it doesn't actually make you feel better. Because you do, from time to time, and it's a conversation we've had with you before, you do tend to sort of confuse resignation and acceptance. Resignation doesn't feel better, and none of these groups feel better. You can sort of admire the group first that we first delineated, but the other two groups definitely don't feel better. There's nothing about those clusters of thoughts that have anything to offer you, other than, oh, these are the thoughts that you're thinking, and here's the evidence that you've gathered. Now, because you generally tend to be a lot kinder and generous to yourself than you probably ever remember doing, these are not big deals. In fact, none of this is really a big deal. But still, you can, as we said to the first person who brought the question, you can, however, decide that all is well right now, that you are in the perfect relationship, for you are, and that all is well. All is well, all is well. We don't know what else to say other than all is well, because that's really all that there is to say. That's really the only thing that's going on. Now, in the midst of all this wellness and all this that is wellness, you are in the midst of some really fabulous, wonderful, and amazing things. It's not like you're sitting on the edge of a desert island waiting, quite literally waiting for a ship to come over the horizon. You've got your three coconuts and your friend who's a monkey. That's not your situation. As you said in your question, I feel like I'm busy, busy, busy all the time. Yes, because you're living your life and enjoying the hell out of it. Quite wonderfully. And when it is that moment with that person that you have already manifested, who just hasn't physically appeared yet because you keep being those other things, when you allow that person to come through, that person is probably going to put their hands on their hips and look at you and say, you have such a fascinating life, because you do have such a fascinating life. That might be something you might want to remember. So we'll leave you with that. And thank you very much for the powerful question. Very delicious, very wonderful, and very delightful indeed.